So when Andy Puzder says, as he just did, that what you really have to watch is the number of deaths, not necessarily the number of positive tests, do you agree with that?
Well, I would say you have to watch hospitalizations, you have to watch ICU, ICU hospitalizations, people in intensive care, you have to watch ventilators, and you have to watch deaths. Deaths lag. Deaths are going to be the last thing to move up, but it is very reassuring that in Texas, Arizona, Florida, three huge states, 60 million people, those three states had about 130 deaths today. They had about 130 deaths last week. Nationally, deaths have been going down. Even in the big Sunbelt states, they haven't really been going up. They've trended up very marginally. At some point, we have to acknowledge that the virus, either doctors are treating it better, or there's a lot of people who are being hospitalized with COVID rather than from COVID. In other words, because community spread is so wide, you're going into the hospital for some elective procedure, they're testing you for COVID, they're finding it. Or it is possible, and there's scientific speculation about this, I wouldn't say it's confirmed by any means, that the virus has actually become less virulent.
We're watching the president, the crowd getting ready to hear the president speak tonight at Mount Rushmore. Obviously, there have been the huge protests around the country with maskless protesters, getting together. Is that part of the reason that we're seeing the increase in numbers?
It's possible. I think it's more likely it's just people going out a lot. There's very little evidence that outdoor transmission of the virus is a major vector. There's a fair bit of evidence that if you're in bars or restaurants, crowded spaces, not wearing a mask for long periods of time, the mask question aside, you can definitely spread the virus. Here's what I'm saying. It is not that we should not be paying attention to what's happening with cases. It's not that we should not be paying attention to what's happening in Texas, in Florida. I pay very, very close attention to that data every day. And what I'm saying to you is right now, all these people who are saying Houston is going to be New York in 2 weeks, there's no evidence that they are right about that. And those are the same people who hysterically, when New York was New York back in March, were saying there are going to be mass graves in Central Park. So consider the source. Consider the people who are trying to panic you, because they have been trying to panic you for 3 months now.
A lot of the worst predictions did not come true, worth noting. Alex Berenson.
Did not come true. That's right. Thanks.